We have with us former Lorain County Commissioner David Moore. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Ah, good morning. I appreciate you guys allowing me to come on in and speak today.
Now, one of the things that you're here to talk about, I guess, is you're a proponent of a chartered government for Lorain County. Explain this a little more.
Yeah, it's like a charter form of government, because really, I'm sure the citizens of Grafton probably don't even realize that when it comes to county politics, they probably feel like they don't have a voice. And what we're trying to do is we're dividing the county up right now, because right now there's three county commissioners that run at large. Let's just say, I try to simplify it that way. And they're paid, you know, high 70s for a part-time job. And I was a county commissioner for 4 years, and trust me, it's a part-time job, and it's not worth $80,000 a year, plus another $24,000 a year in benefits. That's $105,000 for a part-time job. When I was out at the county fair, everyone says, how do I get a job like that? And I says, well, you know what? You got to know somebody in the Lorain Democratic Party. I said, so really, what I found out when I was commissioner, we had a meeting out in Wellington at their schools to kind of get the local communities involved, because these meetings are held in the mornings in the city of Elyria when people are working. So no, the citizens really never had an opportunity to participate in county government, and they don't realize the effects, the dollars that are available to all these communities throughout Lorain County. And there's really not a voice. So we took a bipartisan effort, because I refuse to participate in any one-party system right now. I have a hard time with a two-party system right now. And so what we're looking at is we divided the county up. We used the group out of Cleveland State, so it was bipartisan, no influence, no gerrymandering, and we said we have to divide it up according to the law in Ohio within a 5% margin of population, and we included one district which would have a majority that would be a minority majority, so that you would at least have some minority representation. And so we have seven districts. So let's just say it could be, you know, everyone thinks, oh, one's party, run along party lines. Well, they don't. You know, we know it's predominantly a Democrat-controlled county. I mean, I barely won by 200 votes in a 105,000 election against a guy who's doing 10 years in jail right now. And so, you know, we know that's the layout. But what we want is, when I was commissioner, I would prefer to deal with Democrats from the townships, from the villages, than I would from Lorain. It's a whole different system where they believe in the party first and not the people, versus down here, like in a Grafton and villages and townships, they're concerned about the budgets and what they have to live within. And that's who I like to deal with. And so what's happening is there's really not a voice for the people that are actually paying taxes. And there's just so much abuse going on that I saw. And in fact, Grafton hired a village administrator who used to be a county commissioner, which is in Tom Williams. And as I always say, he was the second best Republican county commissioner they've ever had. So, but anyway, that's my dig, because I know he's listening right now. So, but it's a group of bipartisan people. And I said, we need to have, even though I was a county commissioner, I said, we need someone else countywide that would help us. And Mark Stewart, who used to be the Democrat auditor for over 25 years, is also part of our group. So we do have some high-level former elected officials. We have citizens. We have business. And we have some people from the public sector and private. Together, we came together, and we formed a very strong document. And the petitions are now being available. And if you hit our website at 7districts.com, which is the number 7districts.com, that's where all the contact information is to contact us so we can help get this on the ballot for November.
This is the second effort. You tried several years ago to get this on the ballot.
Last year. And what what happened was we didn't get enough signatures, because it was just the core group of us, you know, the 20 of us that were doing it that started it. And what happens is you can only get so many people when you only have a limited number. Now, because I'm kind of glad, because now what we've done is we started, advertising, marketing, I should say just marketing through social media, talking to different groups, because that's all we've been doing. We've been going to all these different groups and saying, we need your help. And we've got such a large group of people now that we've decided to, okay, let's pull the trigger. We got enough helpers, and we're going to be able to get the signatures. So now we've already positioned ourselves on our marketing dollars. We got the money raised. We have a core group. Our first meeting was in Oberlin. And think about Oberlin, what the kind of questions they asked us. And they were so excited, because it involves the people, how this government was supposed to be initially ran, which is a citizen's form of government.
You mentioned Mark Stewart. And Mark took a lot of heat from fellow Democrats when he kind of got behind this effort. And what do you say to opponents, most of whom have been Democrats, who say this is nothing more than an attempt by Republicans to get more of a foothold in county government?
Well, that's the thing is, I can tell you right now, I've when I was in office, I know I irritated both sides of the aisle, okay? And some of the things I heard that disturbed me were from some of the Republicans that said, hey, wait a minute, you're creating a bigger government. I said, no, we're taking three people making 80 grand a year with full benefits to seven making like 30,000 a year and no benefits. And even my Republican, I won't say friends, but some of the Republicans said, we need benefits. I said, you're the problem. You're running for yourself and not for the people in office. Now take a look at that statement. You're running for yourself. That's what we got in there right now. Three people making $80,000 a year, $24,000 in benefits, plus your PRS. I mean, you know, the Democratic Party had a, not the Democratic Party, let me say that again, the City of Lorain Democrat Party actually put together a resolution attacking us without even asking us what this is about. So what's really happening is in the core basis of the party politics, the machines on both sides, they're not happy, okay, which is good. The citizens, I talked to Democrats, I've talked to Republicans, and when we did our first petition drive out at the Lorain County Fair, we got the list, we checked it. It was pretty much 50-50 of all our signatures that we got at the fair were supportive of this, were R's and D's. You know what? And when it's amazing how many people to this day don't realize that you're getting paid 80 grand a year, part-time job, to be a county commissioner, and then they go, what do they do? And I says, you're an administrator. You're in charge of the funds from the state. So do you want Columbus running you like the Republican Party's in control of Columbus right now? Do you want them telling you what to do? Or do you want home rule? And that's what this charter's about. We want home rule. We want to decide our future. Not having, and I, when I was there, it used to drive me nuts when I said, why are we spending money on this? Well, because it's mandated from Columbus. That would make me crazy. I'm like, well, this has nothing to do with the Lorain County.
Back when you were a commissioner, well, what the current commissioners, all of whom are Democrats, and I'm sure if they were sitting here today, they would say they represent the voters of Lorain County. The voters put them in office.
Right.
Voters put you in office.
Right.
And I imagine when you were in office as a Republican, you felt as though you were representing all of Lorain County, or is that incorrect?
Correct. No, that's, oh no, I know I represented Lorain County because if I irritated both sides of the aisle, I knew I was representing the citizens. And that's what you find out with the other side right now. The current guy that just beat Tom Williams, you know, think about it. What did he did for 8 years as county rep? He was there for the $80,000 a year. People are running for office for the wrong reasons. They need to be running for what it's supposed to be, public service. Right now, it's not public service. So in order to get public service, you have to do something, which is look at. I mean, we argued as a group about the pay. So what we did is we took the three, let's say it's $80,000, times it by three, that's $240,000, divide that by seven, that's the pay. Oh, and by the way, no medical benefits. Because if you really need the medical benefits and you really need this, then get a job. The taxpayers should not be supporting your lifestyle. So that's kind of how we looked at that. That was my aspect that was important. Because when I was there, it's a part-time job. It really is. You meet once a week. And by law, all you gotta do is show up once a year. Not for 80 grand. So, I mean, before I got there, I'm not gonna say names, but one commissioner would take the whole month of March off to go to Florida. So what you need is checks and balances, and right now we don't have checks and balances. So.
Well, do you think, though, if you increase the number of people that are making all these decisions, it may slow down any of the decision-making process? And because the county has such a diverse need that people will sort of, as I would say, sort of fight for what they want in that particular area, and then nothing will be accomplished in that way?
Well, no, because really it's not an area form. What happened is this. When you have, let's say you have seven people, let's say only one's a Republican and six a Democrat. All you need is one voice to stop any of the backroom dealings that's going on. Because right now, all they can do is have a beer downtown at a fish fry, and that's where the deals are made. I mean, when I took office, the executive sessions, they would have eight-hour executive sessions before I took office. And that's when they were making the decisions. You know, is it illegal? I don't know. Who's going to tell on each other? Well, but once you have one person in a group of seven, or even two, it doesn't matter, you're still going to have a majority vote. We still know that this county is still going to have a control, you know, a one-party control. But I would rather have four Democrats from the townships than one from the city, because there is a difference when your loyalty is to the party and not to the people. And that's what you have to change in this county. You have to change it so that people are loyal. I don't care what party you're from, But if your intentions are true and you're elected to serve the people and it's public service, which is what it is, then good things will happen whether you're a D or an R. And that's kind of how it should be.
If people are looking to find out more about what we've talked today, about the issue that you brought up and how they either can sign the petition or look to see maybe to take an opposing stance on that, where is a place for them to...
Our website's a good starting point at 7districts.com. That's a number 7districts with an S.com. And there's a lot of contact information in there, who to contact. We're going to be a little bit more in control of our petition drives because we had some issues last time with people taking petitions and we didn't know who was taking them. And then next thing you know, you don't know if they're legit. And it's just, we have to care. So basically we're really controlling it this time. And we got a fantastic group of volunteers this year. You know, we only had like 20 last time and we got 3,000 signatures. You know, all we need is like 8. So I think our goal is to get 12,000 because we know we're going to be attacked. We know they're going to be checked. So our goal is 12,000 signatures. We got the right amount of volunteers right now to help us get that goal. And you're going to start seeing them now. The problem is you're going to also be competing with all these, I call them the stoneheads trying to get marijuana passed. So you know, really, if you see people coming up, don't diss them because you think they're them. There really is a good group of people coming up looking to change county government for the positive. You know, for the taxpayers, for the people that live here, not for just a few elite that need to make a paycheck.
Well, Tom,
or Dave, Tom, Dave, you know, you can't tell us Republicans apart, can you, Dave?
Well, you know, that sometimes happens that way this morning. David Moore, thanks for stopping in this morning. I appreciate sharing the details of an interesting issue for the county people to
I'm glad I came down here because the secretary here, Lori, she says she's the biggest fan of mine, and Tom kind of felt jealous about that. So I just want to get that on the air for you.
Okay? Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
Not that we're going to bribe you, but we have some great donuts that we picked up from the Sparkle Market down the way.
I just got Lori fired. Thanks.
Thanks very much.